Charlotte Gardner.
Meeting is being recorded.
And we'll just.
Angela McDonald.
Angela, nice to meet you.
Bobby Green.
Jerry Barrow. Jerry, nice to meet you all. Thank you for taking time to meet with me today. I know you've had a lot of these, so I really appreciate your time. This is my first time doing anything like this, so open to whatever you all are looking for and need as well.
So Bob will give you the lowdown on what to expect.
So you'll have 15 minutes. Tell us what you think the value should be and why. The board will deliberate after 15 minutes into a decision. We will send you a results or grievance notice afterward. By statute, we have 14 days after the close of the meetings, which they're going to go into July. But we should just try to get them out sooner than that. Just for a heads up, we did send out the change of assessment notice from the town, the official change of assessment notice yesterday. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else?
Nope. Go ahead.
Okay. I feel a little bit like a stalker looking at all my neighbors right now. But my main concern is that the.
No worries.
No concern. That's already. Is that the neighbors on either side of me with very comparable properties are probably, you know, at least 20,000 less than mine, which didn't quite sit well with me. So I want to acknowledge that I understand taxes need to go up and all of that, and fully expected an increase, but just felt a little bit, didn't quite sit with me when I was looking at the math. And not that I know the specific formula or anything like that, but I did do a little research and printed out the comparable data between my house at the top, my neighbor on one side, my neighbor on the other side, and then two other similar properties in Colchester. Sorry, I only printed three. I had no idea how many people would be
here.
So again, a little differences here and there, more property, more square footage, different in ages, slightly different percent build good, whatever atrocious grammar of that column is. But all in all, looking a little bit better here, a little bit worse here, I just couldn't figure out the math on why mine was so much more than these other properties. And so much of, I even looked at Zillow, which we know is not always accurate. In fact, often is inflated itself. And Zillow only estimated my property at 354. Usually it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. Usually Zillow is like off the charts. In fact, even a couple years ago, we always just keep an eye on it because it's fun. It valued at over 400,000 and now it is at 354 and kind of shows you how the market's cooling off just a bit. So for me, it just felt, I was just curious, and if there's any more formulaic information that can be shared on why mine is so much more than everyone else's. I live on Severance Road. I don't know if you use that road or have been on that road a lot. It's very loud. It's very different living there than it is perhaps in the neighborhoods behind, which are valued much higher, which they should. They're gorgeous. New builds, multi-stories, but ours are just these little 60s tract homes on a very small amount of land. Such a little amount of land. There's really nothing else we can do to our home to make it any more money off of our house than it is. That's kind of the top amount of money that I would expect to get for our house is what it's assessed at now. There are a couple actually edits, things that were incorrect on here. It is only two bedrooms and one bath. One of the bedrooms were in the middle of being converted when we got the house to a dining room and we finished the conversion.
It's now two bedrooms.
It's a two bedroom, one bath, yes. So
okay.
We changed the closet it's now open to the kitchen. So there's no doors anymore.
And you have finished space in the basement?
There is actually no longer completely finished space. The previous owner smoked in there for about 40 years, so we had to tear out all of the ceilings. So it's all exposed. No. The walls are still there. We ripped in prime them. Sheetrock walls, but we had to tear out all the flooring and we teared out the ceiling tiles because it just reeked, unfortunately.
Is it heated down there?
It is heated.
Okay.
the main vent goes through there.
So it's unfinished currently.
Just make sure there was something. Oh, the other thing that I saw on here, and this might go negative in my favor, but the heat fuel is natural gas and not oil.
Oh, good. You got it switched.
Yeah, the previous owners had done that.
And we have central air.
I do have central air. Just had to replace it. But we're thankful for it on these new, very hot Vermont summers, not the summers that I grew up with, for sure. So those were kind of the edits I saw there, and then just, you know, other than that, we've, you know, painted and done a few inside things, new flower bed out front, but we haven't really done a whole lot to see $200,000 increase to the valuation. It's just a huge, huge uptick. We, you know, and I just wanted to do my due diligence here, as we work very hard for our money and we like to participate in our community, and absolutely, just want to make sure that everything is as fair as it can be. Any questions for me?
I don't think
no,
we have any.
I think you did great, Karen.
Thank you. I tried. Yes. I'm such a stalker. I look in my neighbor's house, look at their phone. I'm like, right. Sorry, guys.
That's totally
thank you.
It's got to be
part of
the process.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for hearing me out, and hopefully you don't have too many more of these.
No, one more.
Almost done. Get out and have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thanks. So you should hear from us by mid-July.
Okay.
You're all right. We're in no hurry.
No.
We're in a little bit of a hurry. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.